If you've been following college football lately, you've probably seen something a little odd. A lot of spring games are being canceled, right? They're changing them up a lot. And this is kind of a big deal, right? This is our first look at the teams after the offseason.
It's a huge tradition.
Yeah, a huge tradition.
It is.
And it really seems like things are changing fast.
Very rapidly.
So for this deep dive, we really want to get into why this is happening. What are these programs doing? Why are they making these decisions? And who is really affected by this?
What does it tell us about the future of college football? There's a lot of news and a lot of opinions out there, but we want to really cut through all of that and figure out what's really going on.
Yeah, exactly. And it's important to remember that we're recording this on March 18th, 2025. So this is a developing story.
Absolutely.
This isn't over.
No.
We're going to see this continue to unfold. And it's not just a few smaller programs. We're talking about some big names. Nebraska, Texas,
Like a
Georgia.
time program.
Yeah, they're all doing very different things with their spring games this year.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
So let's break this down. And I think a good place to start is Nebraska.
I think so too.
What do you think is interesting about their situation?
Well, the most striking thing about Nebraska is how firm Coach Matt Rhule is about canceling their spring game. It's not just like, oh, we're thinking about it. It's like, no, we're done. And to understand why this is such a big deal, you have to realize that Nebraska has a massive fan base. I mean, last year they had over 60,000 fans at their spring game. It
Huge.
was the fourth highest attendance in the country, and it was broadcast on the Big Ten Network. So this isn't some small, insignificant event they're getting rid of.
Like that level of fan interest, yeah, it really says something.
It really
But
does.
Rule's reasoning is pretty clear. He's worried about other teams trying to poach his players.
Tampering, he calls it.
Tampering.
Yeah, tampering.
But isn't it kind of a free market now?
Well, that's exactly what he said. He basically said, look, the word tampering doesn't even exist anymore. It's a free market out there. So he's basically acknowledging this new reality.
That's a huge statement.
It is a big deal. I mean, think about it. He just had a 7-6 season. The pressure's on to keep his players and get new ones. And in this new world of the transfer portal, he's basically saying, look, I can't risk showing my players off like this.
It makes sense.
Yeah, he sees the spring game as a liability.
And it's not like they're completely abandoning the fans.
No, not at all.
The athletic director, Troy Dannon, mentioned they might have a fan event on April 26th.
Yeah, kind of like a substitute.
Yeah, substitute.
But let's be real, it's not going to be the
Not
same.
even close. It's not going to be that same spring game that everyone loves.
No, not at all.
Okay, so let's move on to Texas.
Oh, great.
They've also gotten rid of their spring game this year. Coach Steve Sarkisian's calling the shots there.
That's right.
What's their reasoning?
Well, their main reason is a little different. They're saying it's because they played a whopping 16 games in 2024.
That's a lot.
It is. And Sarkisian is worried about his players getting worn out.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He's talking about taking more of an NFL style approach, with OTAs and close scrimmages.
So like the NFL organized team
Oh,
activities. So more
exactly.
drills and stuff, less of the full contact scrimmages.
Right. They want to evaluate the players without the risk of injury.
Got it.
Yeah. It's a more controlled environment.
But you have to think the transfer portal is playing a part in this too, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, wasn't there that whole thing with Malik Murphy after their spring game last year?
Oh, yeah.
He got tampered with, right?
That's right. There were a lot of rumors flying around.
And he ended up staying at Texas at first.
He did, yeah.
But then he transferred later.
He did, yeah.
So, I mean, that kind of thing has to be in the back of Sarkisian's mind.
It has to be. Especially when you consider they have Arch Manning on their roster. He's a huge prospect. So, maybe they're trying to keep him under wraps a little bit.
Protect him from the poachers.
Exactly. Keep him away from the spotlight, at least for now.
It seems like in this new landscape, everyone's just trying to minimize risk.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Now, Georgia's doing something a little different.
Yeah, they are.
They're still planning on having their spring game, G-Day, on April 12th. And that's a huge deal for them.
Well, massive. I mean, they get massive crowds for G-Day.
I mean, I think Coach Smart's first G-Day back in 2016 had something like 93,000 fans.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, that shows you how much it means to their fans.
Totally.
But Smart's being cautious.
In what way?
Well, he said that he's not sure if he wants it on ESPN this year. Yeah, he said, and I quote, I'm not 100% set on it being televised. Rosters can change.
That's interesting.
It is. He seems to be aware of the transfer portal and the risks involved.
Yeah.
He's seen how quickly things can change.
Right.
I mean, he's probably thinking about all the players who might see their playing time decrease after the spring game.
Right.
And then, boom, they're in the portal.
And then the other teams, they're watching and they're like, oh, that guy's not playing as much. Let's go after him.
Exactly.
It's like a shop window.
It is. It really is.
And then, you know, there was that whole thing with Carson Beck going to Miami.
Right.
Even though that's not exactly accurate, it still makes you think.
It does, yeah.
You know, how do you protect a guy like Gunnar Stockton?
Yeah, he's a valuable asset.
He is.
And you don't want to just give him away.
And the timing here is key too, right?
Oh, yeah.
The spring transfer portal window opens on April 16th.
Right after G-Day.
So even if they don't televise the game,
players can still transfer. So is this really going to make a difference?
It makes you wonder, right?
It does.
Like, are these measures actually going to be effective?
Well, I think it's more about controlling the narrative.
Oh.
Minimizing distractions.
Right.
You know, keeping things quiet before the portal opens.
Yeah, keep everything under wraps.
Exactly.
So we've talked about Nebraska, Texas, and Georgia.
Yeah.
But they're not the only ones doing this.
Not even close.
This seems to be happening all over college football.
It's a trend.
It's like everyone's getting in on it.
Yeah, Ohio State canceled their spring game too.
They did.
Yeah, Ryan Day said it was because of the long playoff schedule.
Oh, okay.
USC canceled theirs too.
Right.
They said it was because of injuries, and get this, they said it was too expensive.
Too expensive.
Yeah, can you believe that?
Wow.
And then you have Missouri and Florida State.
Yeah.
They both said it was because of stadium renovations.
Okay.
But come on, you have to think the portal is a factor here too.
Oh, I think it's a huge factor.
It's a big elephant in the room, right?
It is, yeah.
So who are the winners and losers in all of this?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, on the one hand, you could argue that the coaches who cancel their spring games are actually winning.
How so?
Well, they get to control the narrative.
Right.
They can keep their strategies secret.
Right.
They can protect their players.
Right, from prying eyes.
Exactly.
But then who are the losers?
Well, the fans, for sure.
The fans always lose.
It seems that way sometimes.
I mean, think about the fans in Nebraska and Texas.
Yeah.
They love their spring games.
They do.
It's a huge tradition for them.
It is.
And now it's gone.
It's a big loss for them.
It is.
But there are some coaches who are taking a different approach.
Like who?
Well, I saw some buzz on X that Texas Tech is still planning to have their spring game.
Really?
Yeah. It seems like Coach McGuire isn't as worried about the portal.
Maybe he's just fearless.
Maybe, or maybe he just has a different philosophy.
Yeah, maybe he thinks all this secrecy is a bit much.
Could be.
So it's not a one-size-fits-all situation.
No, not at all.
There are different approaches.
It's different philosophies.
And in the end, I think the biggest loser here is tradition.
Tradition is definitely taking a hit.
Yeah. I mean, it used to be all about the passion.
The excitement.
Yeah, remember when Nick Saban had his first spring game at Alabama?
Oh, yeah.
Like 92,000 people showed up.
That's wild.
It was huge.
It was.
And now it's all about paranoia and secrecy.
It's a different world.
It really is.
The transfer portal has changed everything.
It really has.
It's made coaches rethink their priorities.
It's like they're playing chess now.
Yeah. Every move matters.
Every move matters.
Okay, let's have some fun with this.
Okay.
Let's throw out some hot takes.
All right, hit me.
What if Nebraska canceling their spring game actually hurts their recruiting?
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, what if recruits want to go to schools where they can get more exposure?
Yeah, where they can show off their skills.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right, here's another one. What if Georgia still gets a top 10 recruiting class, even without their spring game on TV?
I mean, Kirby Smart is a pretty good recruiter.
He is. He's old school.
Yeah, he builds relationships.
He does, and he wins games.
He does, and Georgia fans are loyal.
They'll fill that stadium no matter what.
They will.
So maybe it won't make a difference.
It's all about different philosophies, right?
It is, yeah.
Different levels of risk.
Different ways of adapting to this new world.
So to wrap things up.
Yeah.
Spring games are definitely changing.
They are.
And the transfer portal is a big reason why.
That's a game changer.
It is.
It's forcing coaches to make tough decisions.
And it's not just about the spring game, right?
No, it's about the whole sport.
The whole landscape is shifting.
So here's a question for you, the listener.
Yeah.
What other traditions in college football might be at risk?
What else could change?
Think about it. What do you think?
Yep.
Yeah.
What do you think? Leave us a comment. Let us know.
Yeah, we'd love to hear your thoughts.
We'd love to hear your thoughts.
This is a conversation that's just getting started.
It is. And we're going to keep following it.
Absolutely.
So stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
We'll be back with more deep dives soon.
We will. We'll see you then.
See you then.
Take care.